4 years before he went in service. Right. We lived at Tassel.
But after you went in the service, you didn't go travel with him or anything?
No. No, no. I went for 1 month to California, mm-hmm. just before he shipped out, a month. And then Eleanor and I went to Florida for about 2 weeks. Stayed on Miami Beach. They had requisitioned all those hotels down there for training.
Have you traveled much besides that?
Not really.
Just vacations and things? Or?
Vacations. We went to Hawaii 3 years ago at the National Bankers Convention, and that was a real nice trip. And then about 10 years ago, we visited in Wisconsin. My sister-in-law lived in Wisconsin at the time, and at Wausau.
And sure. Oh,
is that right?
Sure, sure.
And then they took us up around Lake Michigan into...
Yeah. Isn't that where the bridge is? The Wausau, isn't there a natural bridge there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
And we went on up into Canada.
I was raised in Chicago. And we always traveled from Minnesota to Chicago all the way up around Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went through there to get
but
the
you never spent more than is there any period in your life when you spent more than say this month when you were in California out of Claiborne County?
Yes. When we went to college, my sister and I stayed 4 months and a half before we came back home. That was Jefferson City. Carson,
uh-huh.
you in college.
Uh-huh.
We went away in I guess the last of August and didn't come home till Christmas.
Okay. Where did you?
Jefferson City, Carson Newman College.
But when you were when you were a student there, you did you stayed there? Did you
stayed in the dormitory. Mm-hmm.
The graduate of Carson Newman College, a man I told you about.
I was interested in his first name. I knew some.
Sure,
what age man does he seem to be?
Well, he's retired. I'd say he's probably close to maybe 70. I think he's about 70.
Oh, is that right?
And his name, but he's from Cosby, Tennessee. He's lived there all his life. In fact, his family goes to the that family that settled that area. His ancestors go back to the first. And he's very much interested in that. He,
mm-hmm.
His family went all the way back. But in fact, he got the name Sassafras at Carson Newman College. He was on the basketball team because he was so small. And they had a little Sassafras.
Oh, is that right?
Sure. He played basketball at Carson Newman College. But he's a very nice fellow. I can't think of his exact. It seemed to me his initials sound like C.D. Roberts. I know his wife's name is. Richard's wife named Bessie, and she's a teacher too, and he taught in high school there.
I wonder if they had children at Carson Newman.
They had several children. This might be. What years were you at Carson Newman?
From 32 to 37. I taught 34 and 35, the school year of 34 and 35. But I entered Carson Newman in the fall of 32 and graduated in spring of 37.
34 and 35 you taught?
Yes.
Did you teach after that?
Yes.
How many years?
Four.
What was that then? Did you teach, was that up until about the beginning of World War II?
Yes, I taught after I graduated. I taught 4 years and then I was superintendent of schools for 2 years, right at the beginning of World War II.
For Claiborne
County.